time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. A new year and no elections, but interesting facts arise almost daily about politics, employment, and deficits. Well, the latest statistics on the unemployment rate dropping to 7.7% are not what they say. That new rate was due in part to 350,000 workers who went off the employment list. As the Wall Street Journal says, call it the case of the missing workers. The Journal says that the share of the available labor force in November that is working is 65.6%. That is down from 65.7% in June 2009. Why are employable people sitting on the sidelines? Some say it was the Hurricane Sandy and others say it's early retirement. But the facts that are that because of huge increases in government benefits for not working, it has increased the incentive not to work. Those benefits include food stamps, disability payments, and unemployment insurance. Almost 50 million people on food stamps alone. A study at the University of Chicago indicates that welfare payments from workers to non-workers now exceed $1 trillion a year. Of those that were employed over the last 5 months, 73% that were hired were for the government. Now, on top of all this, it will take $24 million for businesses to comply with the rules under the Dodd-Frank law. Some call it regulation strangulation. Every day we are told about new fees and costs that we, the taxpayers, will have to pay under Obamacare. Look forward to a lot of new taxes this year. We all know that Congress is at a stalemate. Senator Reid, Majority Leader of the Senate, will not bring up a vote on any of the bills passed by the House of Representatives during this last year. We have borrowed more money to keep our government afloat since 2009 than from 1776 to 2009. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that this great country of ours would be better off with the citizens in control as opposed to the bureaucrats in government with the regulations of our lives? I hope everyone has a great new year. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.